You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tata marie e te whanau, kei te whakarongo mai koe ki te reo irirangi e wa te kaumarima BFM. You're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM. We're about to have a chat to Indira from The Biscuits. They've just put out two brand new excellent songs, good for thrashing out a bit of lockdown energy too. This is one of them. It's called Running. That is a minter of a track by The Biscuits. It's called Running. Kia ora, Indira. How are you this morning?
Morena. I'm good, although I haven't brushed my teeth and I feel a bit guilty about it.
It's all right. This is radio. No one knows. It's all good. Although now everybody knows, but we're all probably in the same boat together. I feel like there's a lot of pyjamas until lunchtime vibes going around at the moment.
That's true.
I'm a big fan of these two tracks that The Biscuits have just released. It's kind of the right energy for the moment for me. I want to know a little bit about how they got written and what was going on for you guys as a band.
Well, we have existed for a long time as a band, like nearly 20 years. And kind of the amazing thing is that we've always been the same lineup. People can go, wow, about that. But we haven't really recorded anything for the last couple of years, although we've played live. So, quite often how we kind of come up with our songs is we just kind of, you know, muck around in our Avondale storage locker. And then Brent, the drummer, is particularly good at kind of spotting a riff with potential.
Cool.
And so both of those sort of came out of that. And then, you know, Brenda does her amazing wire thing and I whip up a few lyrics and suddenly we have a hit. Well...
Exactly. I mean, that I think is, as you mentioned, quite an impressive thing to have a band that's been running for so long and still be the same crew. How have you managed to keep it going for such a long time?
We just really like each other.
That helps.
and we kind of, I don't know, there's just some, I mean, I hate the word synergy, but it's kind of truthful here. There's just something that happens when the three of us play together and we want to keep sort of capturing that.
It comes through in the music. There's a really particular energy to Biscuits tracks, and if anybody's been to a Biscuits gig, it's very much the same live as well. How would you guys describe the type of music you make? Because I mean, you don't sit neatly in any sort of genre box.
My standard answer to that question is catchy pop songs with a layer of obnoxious racket.
That's a great standard answer. And you have been making for a long time. Do you feel like the kind of music you make changes, or when you go to a recording session or into writing a new song, do you have ideas about what you want it to sound like, or is it that sort of thing, somebody notices the riff and you kind of build from there?
Yeah, in the old days it used to be much more someone kind of turned up with a song, but now we're much more in this kind of organic kind of muck around phase, which is actually more fun, and the songs are more collaborative when we do that. But what happens is, we find a riff, which is kind of the bass, and then Brett and Brenda just kind of do their magic over the top.
I wanted to know a little bit more about these two tracks in particular, because they have got a really cool sort of energy behind that one we just listened to, Running. I feel like it does feel like sort of jogging down a hill, increasingly out of control or something like that. But She's Strong is the name of the other song, and also of this project as two tracks lined up together. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the ideas behind these tunes?
So the Running one is a bit of a fluke that it just sort of happened to come out at a time that no one can really go running. And it is nice, even though kind of I can't go outside, that one of our songs kind of can float around in the atmosphere. I was sort of vaguely trying to write a kind of classic love song, you know, someone getting to the person that they love, like, you know, I drove all night, something that. That was kind of it, but it sort of seems to have lost that and become something else, you know, like driving forward for whatever reason, which I kind of like. The other song is, you know, sort of one of those slightly cliched parents writing a song about one of their children. So my daughter sort of went through quite a difficult sort of teenage period, like lots of teenagers.
We've all been there.
Yeah, and you know, like mother, worried, felt helpless, all of that stuff. But she totally sorted it. I just wanted to kind of say that. So that line, She's Strong, is actually about how staunch and tough and resilient she is and how proud I am of her. Really?
That's awesome. That's so nice. And I'm sure that resonates with a lot of people as well, who've either been on one half of that particular relationship or time in your life. It's a very particular thing to be a teenager, and it is quite hard. So I really appreciated that when I was listening to that particular track. It does come through very, very firmly in that song, that kind of solidarity or love that comes with that sentiment.
Oh, thank you. And weirdly, like, Running is sort of taking on a new meaning perhaps in COVID. Like, I know lots of people who are really struggling with their kids, with their teenagers or younger, and the kids are kind of toughing it out.
Yeah.
Context kind of changes meaning, and that's a really interesting thing to watch about stuff that you've made.
Yeah. Do you feel like that listening back, or when you play older Biscuits tracks, do you feel like you give it new life every time you give it an airing at a gig, or are you still kind of tapping into the moment that you wrote it?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, Brenda never plays the same thing twice, so whenever we play a song, she's just, you know, flying off into the sun and kind of whatever way she feels. So Brent and I kind of we reference the time that the song was written, and there are a couple of songs we just love playing because they're heaps of fun and they're easy to play. They're real good warm-up ones in a gig. So I guess it's a bit of both, really, although the songs become their own thing, you know, separate from the time they were written or recorded, which is really nice too.
How do you feel about, it's a really weird time for music at the moment, and for any sort of performing arts or anything that requires people to gather in a space. It's all a bit fragile and it's all a little bit fleeting right now. How do you feel about it when you are able to do that? Does it make it feel more precious, or does it give you a new sense of vulnerability in those spaces as artists?
That's quite a deep and cosmic question.
For quarter to nine?
Yeah, I mean, we love playing live. We just love it, and you know, we do that a lot more than we record, because we've often found it difficult to capture the kind of live feeling in recording. But I think, like you said, we've done a reasonable job this time in terms of energy. Yeah, I mean, we always appreciate it when we get to play live, and it's really cool in that we don't really have to organise gigs ourselves anymore. People generally just ask us, which is, you cool. know, really, we're really privileged, and we're really humbled and really excited by that. So, yes, we had a few gigs lined up that we've had to cancel. We were actually going to the South Island with the Cuticles on a little tour to Dunedin and Christchurch, which we can't do now, so that was a bit devastating. But you know, we will tour again, I'm sure.
yeah. I saw on Under the Radar the gorgeous drawing you did of the kind of disappointed band can't get on the road sort of imagery. You are a very visual band as well. You're all have many sort of art backgrounds and different ways of approaching creating. Do you think of your drawing and your music making in the same space when you're making, or is it very different for you?
Oh, no, it's totally the same thing. Like, I really don't like it when people call me an artist or call me a musician. I like to say I just make stuff. and that gives you the freedom to do whatever. But an interesting thing is that we're not really artists. So one of us is a librarian school teacher. One of us is an insurance underwriter. And I'm a policy analyst who happens to also make things. So actually, you know, we look like punk, and we are punk, but we're also incredibly sort of respectable. We have quite Clark Kent sort of lives.
Nice. Yeah. I think that's the way it should be for a lot of people, or it's the way it is for a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. And actually, they're not just our day jobs, you know, we really love them, and they're a part of us, and they fulfill a need. But that's the same as the music, you know, that fulfills a need as well. So we all need both bits, really, to be happy and to function.
Absolutely. Well, it's a shame we can't see you playing these songs live in the super near future, but we will look forward to it, and hopefully the not too distant future, catching the Biscuits at a gig. But I reckon we should listen to the other track from the wonderful EP now, which is the title track, She's Strong. Indira, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the nice compliments.
You're welcome.
Sunset, she heard. Sunset.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.